Marchers gathered on the Montana State University Billings campus and walked down the city's main drag. The march is part of a series of such demonstrations across Montana, drawing attention to the high number of missing Indigenous people left unfound and murder cases left unsolved. Shauna Cooper, who's Northern Cheyenne and active in Billings' Indigenous community, was one of the march organizers. She said there's a lack of data about how many women and girls are missing from reservations.
Data is how you get money to help for issues. And so, you know, we can bring so much attention to this, but when it comes down to it, we need money to help us with prevention, with tracking, and of course, getting a database and developing a protocol. So what happens, so there's not moms who are having to wait 2 weeks to have a response to their missing daughters.
Some of the marchers are mourning or searching for those they've lost and are pleading for a better response from law enforcement. People held signs with the names and faces of their loved ones. Frances Knows His Gun, from the Crow Reservation, is still searching for her younger sister, Frida Knows His Gun. She wants law enforcement to do more when they get a report of a missing person.
I think that when they file the missing persons report, I think they should, like, from police department to police department.
Native American communities are also taking action into their own hands. Lame Deer activist Dean Walling Bull has been organizing marches following the discovery of the body of 14-year-old Henny Scott last year. Since then, he said, the community on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation has turned to word of mouth and social media when someone goes missing.
People are out there looking now. If they go missing, we're looking for them.
Marchers ended in a park downtown. There, Billings City Councilor Penny Ronning encouraged those present to vote and make change in their communities.
Get your voice heard there. Elect the people on your local community that are going to help make those changes happen.
Other speakers, including Republican Senator Steve Daines and a Native Issues representative from Democrat Senator John Tester's office, highlighted legislation to address the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous people. State lawmakers are also considering a bill to establish a missing persons specialist and another making it mandatory to report missing children. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.